It's 28 random trivia questions or so from a live event I did at Ogopogo Brewing in San Gabriel, California, playing Trivia Bingo. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. If you like trivia, you're in the right place because this show comes out every single day. You can hit subscribe to get those new episodes on your device daily. So go ahead and do that right now if you like trivia. If you like the sound of my prepubescent voice, give it a listen every single day. Special shout out to all the people who left almost 15 iTunes reviews over the last couple days. I posted on Facebook about it. I mentioned it on the podcast and I got a ton of messages from people who are like, hey, just left a review. Love the show and happy to help out and stuff like that. So special thanks to everybody who did that, especially my friend Derek Zuashkiani in Missouri, who works at Dolly World and is having a kick-ass year. Shout out to Derek Zu, great comedian and performer from the South. Met him in Chattanooga, Tennessee, working at a place called the Comedy Cafe, Vaudeville Comedy Cafe, over probably 7 or 8 years ago. So really good dude, and thank you, Derek. And again, thanks to everybody else who signed up to leave a review over on iTunes. We're up to like 136 or 137 now, which is very, very cool. And I guess I should share one of those with you guys right now. This review comes from my friend Teal Hockage, and says, great show. This was left on Friday. 5 stars. I wanted a good straightforward trivia podcast and came across this last week and instantly loved it. Binged most of the episodes in a few sittings, but also used this one as a necessary break for the dozens of longer podcasts that I subscribe to. While FTing my sister, who lives in a different state, I played a few episodes and she loves them too. We were big fans of the Harry Potter and DCOM ones, so if you could do more of those, that would be great. All in all, great podcast everyone should have in their library. Thanks, Teal Hockage. I appreciate the kind words you left in that review. Shout out to a Patreon subscriber, one of my newest ones, and he's a player at my live trivia nights in downtown, or uptown, as they say, uptown Whittier, California, at a place called Turnbull's Tavern, and that would be Mr. Mike Edwards, Mike with an Y instead of an I, and he's been sending me some very cool quizzes, one, what's the theme, and one that is sort of... let's see. It's kind of math inspired. So lots of numbers, and he was inspired by our friend, I believe it was Joe, who left us a math quiz the other day that was on Monday's episode. So this one says a pie quiz from Mike Edwards, and we'll be recording that in the next couple of days. So thank you so much, Mike, and thanks for being a Patreon subscriber over at patreon.com/triviawithbuds. Today's episode is a bunch of random questions from one of my bingo nights. Recorded this last night at Ogopogo Brewing in San Gabriel, California, where we're going to host bingo every Friday, 7 to 9. So bring your friends, your family, your grandma, your kids out to play bingo around Pasadena, California, and win a bunch of cool stuff. This is a just a bunch of random questions that I ask, and I have all the answers on bingo cards, and you mark them off as you hear them, and when you get 5 in a row, you yell bingo. I kind of go over how it goes in the intro of this one as well, so I won't bore you too much. If there's a topic you want me to do on the show in the near future, drop me a line, ryanbuds@gmail.com, and I will try to get to that as soon as possible. And if you want to guarantee a certain topic, you could donate $5 or more at patreon.com/triviawithbuds. Go check it out. New rewards and page coming Monday. All right, guys. We're going to jump into this recording. It's fun. I think you'll have fun with these questions. They're a little bit on the easier side. So good luck and have a great weekend. Here we go. All right, everybody. It's time for the next game of bingo. This is called Trivia Bingo. So I'm going to ask you a bunch of random trivia questions, and I give you bingo cards that have random trivia answers on that. So you're going to hunt around, peck around for the correct answer. You got a free space in the middle, and when you get 5 correct answers in a row, you're going to yell bingo and bring your card up to me to check it. Now, here's the catch on this game. If you don't actually have one of the answers correct, I get to rip up your card, and you don't get to play anymore. So that's a fun little life or death situation. So when you come up and yell bingo, you got to make sure the answers to the questions are correct, okay? Or we all chant rip it up. It's really fun. The whole bar will chant rip it up when someone yells bingo, so in the hopes that they get to keep playing. So feel free to chant rip it up. Okay, here we go. Totally random questions. If you know the answers, don't yell them out.
You can tell the people around you, but keep it fun for everybody and mark them off. Here's your first random trivia question for this game. What network aired a sketch comedy show called Mr. Show? Question number one, what network aired a sketch comedy show called Mr. Show? If you know the answer to that question, look for it on your card and dab it off if you have it. Number one, what network aired a sketch show called Mr. Show? Question number two, what actor played activist Harvey Milk in a film from 2008? Number two, what actor played activist Harvey Milk in a film from 2008? Number three, who played the anti-hero Deadpool? Who played Deadpool? Number three. Number four on your bingo card, possibly, look for the answer. What color hat does Waluigi wear in Nintendo games? What color hat does Waluigi wear in Nintendo games? Make sure you're hitting the right answers here with your bingo dabber. Number five, who played Pennywise the Clown in the 90s TV miniseries It? Who played Pennywise the Clown in the 90s TV miniseries It? Number six, who had the hit song I'd Do Anything for Love, But I Won't Do That? Who had the hit song I'd Do Anything for Love, But I Won't Do That? Number seven, who was the 40th U.S. president? Who was president number 40? Number eight, what's the middle color of a rainbow? What is the middle color of a rainbow? Number nine, R.L. Stine's first Goosebumps book was called Welcome to Blank House. Fill in the blank. Welcome to Blank House, the first R.L. Stine Goosebumps book. And number 10, who had the hit rap song Purple Pills? Who had the hit song Purple Pills? Number 11, who invented the radiator? Who invented the radiator? Number 12, who invented basketball? Who invented basketball? Number 13, what state borders the right side of Mississippi? What is to the right of Mississippi? Number 13. Number 14, what game show is currently hosted by Drew Carey? Number 14, what ABC game show is currently hosted by Elizabeth Banks? Number 15, how many seasons did The Sopranos run for? Number 16, who did the voice of Garfield in a 2006 theatrical movie? Number 18, what company's slogan is Hungry, Why Wait? Number 19, who did the original voice of Kermit the Frog? Number 20, what rock band formed in Vermont in 1983 are known for extended jam sessions? Number 21, what was Abe Lincoln's wife's name? Number 22, what's the main source of food for the bald eagle? Number 23, in which continent would you find the Amazon River? Number 24, who was the first American president to appear on the cover of People magazine? Number 25, what element is known as Fe on the periodic table? Fe. We got a bingo. Bring it up here. This guy won last time. He's from the Billionaire Boys Club. We're going to find out if he's got it. Now, if you don't have the right answer, I do get to rip it up. Do you feel confident these are right?
No need to.
Oh, they're chanting.
Rip it up.
Oh, boy.
All right,
let's see. He's got Green, Tim Curry, Dead, South America, and Fish. He got it. Those were all correct. Nice job, brother. Well done. You get yourself a dollar beer at the bar. Well done. We're going to do one more winner, one more beer. If you just go up to the front and tell them, they'll give you a dollar beer. Next question. We're looking for one more winner for this game. Here's your next question. What horror film's first sequel was entitled The Heretic? What horror film's first sequel was entitled The Heretic? Number 27, what spirit is made from fermented molasses? Number 28, what state is known as the Volunteer State? Oh, we got another bingo possible. She thinks she's got it. D12, South America, Sean Penn, Press Your Luck, Jim Henson. She did get it. Nice job. I don't have a dollar beer for you, but you can pick either one of these movies or some candy. This is really good. These are malt balls, whatever you want. She's going with those. Those are for you. Well done. Well done. All right, guys. That was our trivia bingo game. Thanks so much for playing. I'll play some music, and we'll be right back with our next game of bingo in just a second. Here were all the answers to those questions, just so you learn something before you leave. Number one, what network aired a sketch show called Mr. Show? That was HBO. Number two, what actor played activist Harvey Milk in a film from 2008? That was Sean Penn. Number three, who played anti-hero Deadpool? That was Ryan Reynolds. Number four, what color hat does Waluigi wear in Nintendo games? He wears a purple hat. Number six, who played Pennywise the Clown in the 90s TV miniseries It? That was Tim Curry. Number six, who had the hit song, I'd Do Anything for Love, But I Won't Do That? That was Meatloaf. Next up, who was the 40th U.S. president? Ronald Reagan. And then what color is the middle of a rainbow? That's green. You can always remember Roy G. Biv, if you remember that from grade school, green. Next up, R.L. Stine's first Goosebumps book was called Welcome to Deadhouse. Next one, number 10, who had the hit song, Purple Pills? That was the group D12, Eminem and D12. Number 11, who invented the radiator? Franz Sangalli. Number 11, who invented basketball? Dr. James Naismith. Number 13, what state borders the right side of Mississippi? That's Alabama. Number 14, what game show is currently hosted by Drew Carey? The Price is Right. Number 15, what ABC game show is hosted by Elizabeth Banks? Press Your Luck. Number 16, how many seasons did The Sopranos run for? Six. Number 17, who did the voice of Garfield in the 2006 theatrical movie? Bill Murray. Yes. Number 18, what company's slogan is Hungry, Why Wait? Snickers. Number 19, who did the original voice of Kermit the Frog? Jim Henson. Number 20, what rock band formed in Vermont in 83 and are known for extended jam sessions? Fish, with a PH. Number 21, what was Abe Lincoln's wife's name? Mary. Number 21, what was the main source of food for the bald eagle? Fish, with an F. Number 23, in which continent would you find the Amazon River? South America. Number 24, who is the first American president to appear on the cover of People magazine? Gerald Ford. Number 25, what element is known as Fe on the periodic table? That would be iron. We're not doing it yet. Or you got it now, because I'm doing the answers. Dave, get it together, Dave. What horror film's first sequel is entitled The Heretic? That is The Exorcist. Next up, what spirit is made from fermented molasses? That would be rum. What state is known as the Volunteer State? Tennessee. So that's where we ended there. Thanks for playing, guys. I didn't want to leave you in the dark on the answers.
There it was, a fun little episode recorded at Ogopogo Brewing. It's a great little place if you want to have a nice beer and hang out with friends. They have a sign up that says, good beer to enjoy with good friends, and I wholeheartedly agree with that statement. That was a fun little episode, and you can play with us every Friday there from 7 to 9 p.m. Also, on August 10th, not too far from San Gabriel, I will be in Sierra Madre doing a office-themed trivia night at R.T. Rogers Brewing in Sierra Madre, California. You can find the info under the events section on my website. I just put the event up today. So if you want to come play that, if you want to dominate some office trivia, you can come do that. And if you live a little further out east in the Redlands, California area, I'm doing a split night of Parks and Rec and The Office with different questions than you'll play at both events if you wanted to come to both of them. That's at J. Riley Distillery, and tickets are in the banner at the top of triviawithbuds.com if you want to see more about the J. Riley Distillery Parks and Rec Office show. Go there as soon as you can. If you're thinking of a good team name for your trivia team at next week's event, I got one for you. It's called Total Eclipse of the Paul Blart. See what I did there? I took out Hart. I added Paul Blart. And you got a great little punny team name, Total Eclipse of the Paul Blart. That's your trivia team name of the day. And it's time for the question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. They make amazing printed products. So if you need koozies, you need hats, you need towels, you need shirts, you need tank tops, you need blankets, they do it all. You can find them at fmdesignsinc.com, San Dimas's best printing shop. And here's that question of the day. What network originally aired the sitcom The Nanny? Nice random question for you with today's random questions on the Trivia Bingo. What network originally aired the sitcom The Nanny? Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds on Twitter or Instagram, and email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible to win a prize. That's our question of the day from Funky Monkey Designs, Inc. Guys, thanks so much for listening to this episode. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with me. Cheers.